Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach said it is still too early to determine the impact which the Omicron variant will have on the general pandemic. However, Dr. Kizer-Beach said for now, the protocols as of November 27th remain in effect.
We are continually monitoring the situation of the Omicron, both in terms of where it is and what it is about. And I think, as we are all realizing, that it's very early in terms of determining the impact that this new variant of concern will have on the general pandemic. So far, we are hearing that it causes mostly a very mild version of COVID so far. So we will continue to monitor it, but for now, the protocol stays as it is stated in the release on the 27th of November. Extremely high risk, a few countries there, everybody else, once you're vaccinated, you come in with a negative PCR test, no quarantine, no further testing. If, however, you are unvaccinated, that protocol from October still stands.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach. Regionally, Barbados received 30,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from Argentina to assist with the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Antigua and Barbuda since the outbreak now stands at 4,146. Internationally, one of the creators of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has warned that future pandemics could be more lethal than the current COVID crisis. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has voiced hope for a quick approval of the country's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine by the World Health Organization, saying the move is essential to expand its global supplies. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.